TheRoarFM.com/listen. It's too low to see.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. George and Greg, you've been very patient with me, man. Thank you, because I want to give you enough time. I appreciate you hanging on.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know I have to open. I thank you for doing that for me. So I was thinking about your topic, and it's a really interesting, fascinating one. There's a couple of good points you've made. You've made great points about the product on the field. I've heard great points about the quantity of games and all that, but I think it's not regional, I think it's not individualized, but I think if you look at the inner fabric of what most people are today, and I remember in Field of Dreams, James Earl Jones was talking about everybody, it's always baseball, America's always baseball, and maybe it was in the 50s and 60s, and I'm a kid that grew up doing all three, baseball out in the field with your friends and basketball pickup games in high school, and I play football. But one thing is common no matter where you are in the country, no matter if it's Friday nights and you're in high school or your kids in high school, most people, you'll see most people at the Friday night high school football game. On the weekends in the South, you're going to the experience of tailgating with friends and family. And that becomes a part of you. In the North, you're Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you're Green Bay, you're going out there and you're meeting with family and friends. So it's not just the sporting event itself, baseball. I mean, if you think about baseball, basketball, for the most part, not you're going to the event and that's the event. But football, I think, like I said, has kind of taken over. There's a added part of the, you got family and friends invested in that. And I know you do in other sports too to go with them, but it's just more involved. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, you know, and now society changes. What's weird is, like, as a kid, I think we played more wiffle ball in the front yard. I think we threw the baseball more than we played the football game. We still played football, but I think it was more of a, you know. And maybe it's because you got to have, I guess, two people throw a football back and forth. But something like baseball, wiffle ball, I don't know. Somebody would play more baseball than football as an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid.
That's what I'm saying. You and I are about the same age. And that's what I remember as a kid in the 70s. I don't think that's the same today. I think at some point.
So what happened to baseball?
I remember that movie, and I was kind of like, I don't know. I think, the 80s, 90s, I think football kind of took over as America's pastime.
Yeah. How? Did baseball screw it up? Did football get better? Did we change as a society? How?
That's what I don't know. I don't know if the 50s, 60s, everybody met it, you know, at the high school football game like I knew they did when I was there. I mean, that was something, you know, in small Franklin County, everybody was at the high school football game.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's just regional. I think you'll find that in Texas. You'll find that up north.
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
I don't know, just a thought.
Very good point. Greg, I appreciate it, man. Hope you have a great day at work today, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
You too, thank you.
All right. Yeah, what James Earl Jones says is, I'm just reading the quote now, the one consistent through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled back like an army of steamrollers. It has been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's part of our past, Ray. It reminds us all of what was good and what it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come. We lost that somehow, some way. I don't know how or why, but we lost it. Now, I've got a very interesting text here. Before I do that, I'm a little bit behind, so I do want to tell you about my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. I love Carolina Flooring Specialists. Love everything about Carolina Flooring Specialists. Love my garage floor. We were in the garage yesterday. We'll be in the garage when it rains. We'll spend some more time in the garage. We're hitting golf balls. We're hitting baseballs. We're throwing the football and baseball around in there into the nets. My daughter's got a little playhouse out there, so we love our time in our garage and our garage floor. I love everything these folks did for us, including adding value to my home. 404-8158, 404-8158. 8158. CarolinaFloorSpecialist.com. Rowdy sends this in. Said, any chance it's the actual time of year? Like, would football be as enjoyable to watch if it started in the winter or the start of summer? Almost feel like this time of year, it's May, or maybe a big difference here. Nice, cool fall temperature days makes things more enjoyable. Would baseball be different if we played at a different time of year? Would football be different if we played at a different time of year? You know, in the summertime, I do know this. I know that the reason we have daylight savings time is it saves us money and kids can play outside and school's out, but we're outside more. We're away from our TVs in the summertime more because the weather's conducive. Usually now, if it's so hot, you got to be inside, but usually through most of the country, whatever, we're outside more in the summertime. So would we be as dependent on football to entertain us if it's playing a different time of year? Rowdy, it's a very interesting question. 3510 says, basketball, I think it's a quality issue. Baseball, I think, is a pacing issue. America has become too fast, and football fits that mold. Action is always happening. That's why I'm shocked that hockey has not done better in America. I think hockey is exactly what Americans are looking for. Fast, physical, and two things quickly here. One is it's a selfless sport. I get a sense sometimes that Americans are tired of the selfishness. It's a selfless sport. And I'm going to tell you, this is an interesting concept, but someone pointed this out to me a few weeks ago, actually a few months ago now. Hockey players don't get in trouble all the time. Like, they're not divas. They're not in trouble all the time. There's not contract disputes. There's not that these hockey players are more like what football or baseball or basketball used to be. Like, these are teammates that love the locker room and talk about the team and the concept of us. I think hockey's got a great opportunity ahead of them. I don't know what they can do to do it. Seminole Ted, 654 Roy. Good morning, Seminole Ted. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Listen, I work in the cable industry, and I think that has been the biggest reason why baseball has declined is because you have oversaturation now. You know, back 40 years ago, you had one play. Yeah, you had your Saturday games, but for the most part, you had your local baseball. But now you got it on demand, 162 games a year. It's oversaturation, I think, and same thing for college sports.
But let me ask you this.
There's just much more with cable.
Give me something that you love. I mean, like, besides football. Like, give me something. Give me a food, a band, a show, a movie, a book, an author. Give me something
Iron Maiden. Love Iron Maiden.
You love Iron Maiden. Would you want to say, man, I wish Iron Maiden had fewer albums. I wish they went on concert. I wish I had fewer concerts to go to. Like, I wish we had less access to Iron Maiden.
They've been around 50 years. I see your argument, but I think that with the way football is, and commercialization has hurt all the sports too, because you have commercials where you didn't have as many commercials 40, 50 years ago because that's how they paid for it.
Yeah.
So I think it's the overall investment in time, and we are an instant gratification, me society.
But I'll give you this. I'll give you this, Seminole Ted. That's a good thought, but let me know. I'm sorry I interrupted you. But like in baseball, we complain about, oh, we got to speed up the game. In football, we got more commercials, and the game's lasting longer. If you play at 12 o'clock, or if you play at 3:30, and you're supposed to be on ESPN2, then guess what? If you're at 3:30, you're moving it to ESPN News because the game already on ESPN2 at noon is running up to 4 o'clock. Your first 30 minutes, you can't even tape games anymore or DVR and whatever you got to do because the games are so long, but nobody complains about how long those games are. Baseball, I don't know.
But baseball will always be my first love in sports, Mickey. And I will say I was against some of the draconian changes that they've made, but it does make it more appealing to know that you start a game at 7:15. There's a good chance it's going to be over by 9:30. So I kind of like some of that, but you know, I just think there's just so much out there now, and so much with technology that people don't want to sit down and watch a 3-hour game. That's just my take on it, Mickey. All right, have a good one.
Yeah, hold on, you still there?
Okay, yeah.
All right, I got one for you right quick. Best three Iron Maiden songs. We can hear one Iron Maiden song today. What do we need on the show?
Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beast. I love it. I love it. Iron Maiden. Going to have that coming up for you. Appreciate the Seminole Tech. You know, no one complains football is too long. It is too long. And that's another thing. Like, you can't do programming around football. You notice that? If you play it at 7:30, you might be start on time. If you're playing at 7 and you're on ESPN at 7, well, that 3:30 game's going over, pal. I'm sorry. And you're going to be on the deuce. Or they're going to move you over, and it's going to be streaming. You got to go to ESPN.com or ESPN. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, these games are lasting forever, and nobody complains about it. Baseball game goes up. We got to speed it up. We got to have a pitch count. Got to go, got to go, got to go. One thing that makes football so long is it is every stinking commercial. But what's happening now is, like, there's every injury in the world. Football's got a ton of issues. We can't figure out the overtime in the NFL. We don't know what in the world's going on with the NFLPA right now. We've got the NIL issue, the transfer portal issue. We got faking injuries everywhere. Like, football's got major issues. Nobody cares. Meanwhile, you get one minor issue in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the WNBA, NASCAR, PGA Tour. Oh, man, I don't watch that garbage. It's a little bit like your favorite child. Well, you have one sister?
Yes.
Who's the favorite with your parents between you and your sister?
My sister.
She is? So you could go in. You could cut the grass. You're supposed to cut it at 3 o'clock. You didn't cut it at 5 o'clock. They're jumping your butt. Your sister can wreck the car. Doesn't matter. Oh, she's sweet. It wasn't her fault.
You know what? Maybe I am the favorite child.
Oh, really?
Because it's the other way around.
So, Landon, you, your sister, who's the favorite child?
Depends on which parent you ask.
All right. Let me get you're your mom's favorite, and your sister's your dad's favorite. Yeah, I get that, man. I don't know why that's the case. But, like, in your dad's eyes, well, first of all, your daughter's not going to want to square up with him. Tell you that. You don't want to do that, pal. second of all, that's the way I'm looking at it. Football is our favorite child.
I also think I might have a counter argument to you wouldn't want more, you know, of something you really love. You know, like, sometimes you're eating the same food, it's your favorite food, you eat it all the time, and then you just kind of get bored of it, right? Like, you have to switch it up, because we don't want to fall into where you eat it so much and then you hate it. Same with your favorite movie, your favorite song. You were talking about music. I don't listen to the same artist over and over and over and over and over again, because then I get bored of it, and then I don't want to listen to it anymore.
It's a good point.
So I feel like that's why, you know, at the beginning of the season, right, with baseball and even basketball, everybody's like, yes, like, I'm so glad it started. I'm so glad to kind of finally watch it. It's something new. And then you get into the middle of the season, and it's like, all right, I need something new. You know, I'm kind of bored. I want something different. And I think that's where we are right now in the summer part, to where we've watched baseball. You know, it's not really that much different in each game. Like, yeah, the score's different, but at the same time, it's just, not that much different. The games don't mean as much anymore for certain fans.
It's an interesting
concept.
And
so you need something new.
Yeah.
And football is that new.
Novelty.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, like my mom was saying, you know, football happens once a week.
Well,
so
I do know this.
The rest of the week to kind of get amped up about it again.
I do know this. I do know that people are busier now. People are getting up at 5 a.m. and going to the gym before work. And then they've got an 8 o'clock, a 9:30, an 11 o'clock. You got a lunch meeting scheduled. And then you got this teleconference lined up, whatever. You got a Zoom meeting. And then you got to pick your kids up from school. You got to sit in that line for about 2 hours. You got to pick your kids up from school. You got a PTA meeting. You're on the church board for the find a new pastor. You got meet the teacher night. You got your kids got baseball practice. Your other daughter's one of your daughters is at softball. The other daughter's at ballet. You're running all over the place. So people's attention spans are shorter. You have less time to pay attention. Oh, and also, you got this little idiot box beside you now. You got to go stream on TikTok and you got to go stream all the Instagram videos all day long. So you got to do that. I mean, that's very important for you, obviously. So you have less time now, and there's more things competing for your time. So maybe the saturation point of 162 games, Because we have had some good baseball this summer. And yet I say that the summer has sucked in sports. Not every baseball game has sucked, but so many of them out there has been the case.
And there's much less, to Landon's point, there's much less on the line for each baseball game. Because, 162 throughout the regular season?
Let me ask you guys this. It's a good, very good point. That there's per game, the sense of urgency is an issue. Let me ask you guys this. And chew on this. We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. All right? This is the first thing I want to talk about when we come back. Is it that we're just more cynical now? Am I just older now and get on my cloud guy now? But my pushback to that would be, I don't do that for football. I do, but like, I'm more excited about football than baseball and basketball. And football has like other issues that are out there. Like I jump football, jump NIL, jump transfer portal, jump all the things going on some NFL issues. Like I criticize those, but it's not like I almost overlook those. Answer to that, is it just somewhat like maybe we're older now, or younger folks don't see issues with baseball? Maybe. My great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you and build your next home for you in Trail Tailored Homes. I got some awesome stuff from Trail the other day about what all's going on over there, and I wanted to highlight a few of the things happening. Number one is that Trail's team recently organized a fundraiser for Sunday Dinner with a Twist, and I love seeing this, and successfully raised $300. It enabled us to pack 200 gallon-sized snack bags. And their team put this thing together, helping 200 gallon size snack bags. It's really cool. So, their team got together, the Compassionate Care team, to homeless neighbors in the upstate. Hot meals, distributed snacks, nourishment throughout the week. Love that. Love hearing all that. Also, want to tell you that they have completed City Tavern. The City Tavern downtown Greenville is now complete, and they did a great job with that one, and it looks amazing. Reimagine that space and reimagine that space and the modern steel structure, the new brick and the glass and the painted panels. It looks awesome there. Those pictures look great. And Trail Tailored Homes. I'm looking at some of the homes that are coming out of the ground right now and some of the awesome landscaping and some of the enclosed patio stuff they're doing. Trail Tailored Homes is amazing. Get in touch with them. TRE HEO.com, 800-319-7006. Appreciate those folks sending us that stuff. 800-319-7006, TRE HEO.com. Is it just my cynical age that gets me saying that? It's been a bad summer. Do you disagree? Has it been a great sports summer for you? One texture did make a good point. COVID was a bad fall. But that's the only bad fall I can remember. Short break. We'll get into that subject much more after this.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities, my health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details. Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Ready, ready!
Saturdays in the South start right here with college football talk all summer long on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Wouldn't you know it, I get the guys coming in and taking care of my HVAC unit for the heat, and then the heat goes away. Love that. Yeah, I spoke that into existence. My time with Blue Ridge Heating Air was awesome. If you're needing a new unit, they'll come check it out. You got a bunch of different rebates from your from $400 off, and then you've got the national tax rebate, and then you've got the stuff or national tax credit, and you got the rebate stuff from the from your energy companies. There's just, you can save thousands and thousands of dollars right now, so this would be a good time to check that out for you. And then the other part of it is that these people, they've got the great teams out there to do the service on your units and to do the preventive maintenance. So I signed up for the maintenance program. They're coming out twice a year to my house now and making sure right before the wintertime I'm going good, right before the summertime I'm going good. We love our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. These are good, smart guys. What Ben and Chris have been able to do is put this team together. You're going to love dealing with them. Check them out online to see more of those specials, the Armstrong stuff they do. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Good guys, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Texture said it's the law of diminishing returns. Yeah. Where he says where the first piece of pizza for dinner tastes great, but it doesn't taste as good around the sixth or seventh piece. I think it's a typo. I think he meant around the 10th or 12th piece. Six and seven is still pretty good to me. You know, I get that buffet over there, the pizza buffet, and man, you know, still six and seven are pretty good, buddy. Maybe by 10 or 12, I might not be able to do all that. This has been a fast day. Have you noticed the activity on our Adams Cove River text line getting flooded?
I love it. Can't even keep up with what's going on. A lot of people that are very opinionated, and I think it has to do with where we're at in relation to football season.
Yeah. 61-62 said baseball still does well when you think they play 81 home games, average around 30,000 a night. It's regional, But if you're devoting 3 hours, six nights a week to your team, there's no time to watch others. Football weekends where people have all of it to look forward to. My buddy Greg Coleman gets in. Greg Coleman is down maybe in the upstate, maybe at the beach. Anyway, he says, had a few minutes before playing tennis, and I'm listening to your show. He goes, maybe one influence about our interest in football is that the investment we have in it. Many of us plan way ahead for tailgating. There'll be a full-day event for the game. Probably few people do that for other sports. Therefore, the higher interest in it. You're invested more in it. Because, of course, we don't get to control things that we discussed about, but that fans, that might change fans. Like, we've got so much more invested in it. Another one of the theories that we put out there, why the summer has stunk in sports, the 0277 says the Braves sucked. So that's definitely been the bummer for watching sports this summer. Like, I believe, like, I was on TigerNet this weekend, and someone showed me when we saw Eli White hit the home run, was it the first home run? Yeah, I saw the laps. Anyway, TigerNet's all over. Eli, like, there's so many people watching Braves stuff. So I think the Braves... lack of success this summer has created that idea that the summer's not been a good sports summer. If the Braves are playing well, a lot more talk about it. I don't have Braves calls now. Like, they've just given up. They've thrown up the white flag on this thing.
Yeah, and I think also it saying baseball is a regional sport where we are regionally. Atlanta, the Braves specifically, are the closest team for an enormous amount of the southern population.
Yeah.
And that's an enormous population that all are probably affiliated with different college football teams that are just done with the season for baseball.
Dan in Charleston said, I went to Clemson. I didn't go to the Baltimore Orioles. Huh. More invested, right? Your past investments on that. Late Murray Michael said, I lost interest in basketball when they decided to not call traveling anymore. But if the, like, football has major issues. Is it a catch? Did he complete the catch to the ground? Got the tuck rule? Like, there's all kinds of things that happen in football that the exact same thing as traveling in basketball. But we overlook it in football. We give football a pass through it all. Is football that much better? You can make a case that, like, if you watch the preseason NFL, you can make a case that that's not a great product. But look at the numbers. Do me this, Landman, if you can for me. Hall of Fame game television ratings from last week, last Thursday.
Did you watch any of it?
I did not watch a single play of it.
I watched
the highlights of it.
Two quarters.
Was it good? Was it a good product?
Well, we were mainly just watching for DJ Uyunglele.
Yeah.
Who actually played and actually did decent. But it was also live football.
I love this from 6282. Mickey, give me hockey or baseball every day. The speed, the physicality, the toughness of the players, just incredible witness. Baseball players have become prima donnas, in my opinion. So many injuries in baseball. Like, I went to the Yankees game the other day. Now, Aaron Judge was playing at this one, right? But I didn't see Garrett Cole. I didn't see Clark Schmidt. I didn't see... we had a pinch hit from Stanton. But, like, I didn't see a lot of guys playing. And if you're a Braves fan, you're like, last year you don't see Acuna, you don't see Strider, you don't see these guys. And all these Braves now, you don't see Sale, you don't see these guys in the starting rotation now.
And I think that is the biggest problem with basketball, too, is you go to these games. Like, we tried to go to a Hornets game, and half the starting lineup just didn't play, right? Like, they just – didn't play, and I think that's something with football. It's very, very rare that your favorite players aren't playing.
That's a good point.
When you go watch those games. So I think you are a little bit more bought in because you feel like the players are a little bit more bought in.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I got your viewers.
All right.
6.2 million viewers on the Hall of Fame game.
All right.
Which is the most since 2021.
All right. 6.2 million people.
Watched
a bad football game, a bunch of backups.
But it was football.
More people watched that game than watched Clemson, Georgia last year. Is that right? Isn't it right? I'm going to look up college football ratings for last year. I think I'm right by saying that. 2024 college football ratings. Yeah, you had... Oh, that's just for week three. I need to get to all this.
7.5 million okay. watched Clemson, Georgia.
Okay, so we had more than that. More people watched that than the college football playoff SMU and Penn State game. Isn't that crazy? More people watched that than watched... Hold on, let's see. What did you say the number was?
6.2.
More people watched that than watched the ACC championship game. More people watched that game than watched the Egg Bowl or the Oklahoma-LSU game. Three times as many people watched that. Now. The Florida-Florida State game, six times as many people watched that. More people watched that game than the A&M-Auburn game. I'm just looking at some of the numbers come out now. The Florida-LSU game, the Texas. There's only one game last year in Week 12 that rated higher than that preseason game. People love the NFL, man. They love the NFL. All right, I have three quick Clemson football thoughts. I went to practice, and here are about three or four things that I noticed. I went to practice on Friday. If you had to, and like again, they're in shorts right now, and I don't want to make too much of it. Adam Randall's an impressive-looking athlete. Is he going to be – I would never judge a running back in shorts. Can he break tackles? Can he make people miss? How's your pass protection type stuff? Don't know. I'm saying physically, good-looking Jesse. The one guy – well, let me back up. Let me keep going. Parker looks awesome. Twitchy. That was good to see. I thought Woodaz looked like – extremely physical, good-looking body, and moving around as good as I've seen him move around. Hampton's is tall. Like the first thing you watch the cornerback is like, oh my gosh, man, Hampton looks like a different kind of deal there. I'm interested. You know, Lucas was in a yellow jersey. I'm very interested in the third cornerback right now. Can Gibson take that? If Terrell and Hampton are your starting corners, is Gibson going to be your third corner, or is that going to be Lucas? Is Lucas healthy? Like that's an interesting one to me. The offensive line room looked completely different than it did 2 years ago. That you look at Miller and Lee and Parks and Sewell and Lithgow and Thurman and Wade and Sadler and Pennington and Jacobs and O'Neal and Ware, like that room burned. They just look completely different. There are no more sumo wrestlers out there you got to drop 100 pounds on. There are no more swim team guys you got to add 100 pounds to. Like those, it just looks different to me. The one guy that I would say, well, Amari Adams is a great looking athlete. He's going to be a star here one day potentially. But remember last week we were talking about the difference in T.J. Moore or Bryant Wesco, and I was really on the Moore train more than the Wesco train. I thought it'd be close. I think both guys are playing the NFL, but their numbers are so similar. And the question we asked each other was, all right, who's going to separate Moore or Wesco? And I was on this because he was smooth and bigger and stronger, like this Moore deal. I watched Wesco on a couple of routes. I'm here to tell you, man, I think Bryant Wesco is going to explode this year. Like, the way he comes out of a cut and his acceleration, I watched him on like a skinny post. And it was on a 7-on-7 type drill. And the way he caught it and after the catch, put his foot in the ground and exploded between the two safeties. He looks good, man. Like, it looks really, really good. Now, second point. We saw the good news for Clemson recruiting on about three guys this past week. Among them was there was some flirtation going on between Young, the defensive back commitment from Tennessee, four-star out of Knoxville, that had been flirting. He'd been playing footsie with some schools, and now he says he's shutting down his recruiting. Katavius Anderson, we saw that as well, and there was one other guy last week that said. He was shutting his recruiting down. I'm like, wait a minute, man. Like, I thought that's what your commitment was. I thought that when you committed, you shut it down. And now that's not the case. Now when you commit, like that, the initial offer, the auctioneer recruiting now begins because you know you're making 200, 300, 400, whatever it is. Now we move on. But apparently that's different than what I have perceived. I perceive like, okay, because you've already announced on Instagram your top 20. Big news. And then you had to stay tuned tomorrow because we got a top 10 out and I got a top 5 out and took my seven visits, all these places. And now all of a sudden, I'm going to make a commitment. And so I make a commitment. But now you got to wait on another big announcement of, well, I'm shutting down my recruiting. It's like, wait a minute, man. I thought that's what you already did. Am I wrong? I thought that's what commitment meant. I'm so glad that my wife has shut down dating. We got married. We committed to each other.
Well, that'd be during the engagement period.
Yeah, because he hadn't signed yet. That's right.
Yeah.
But during engagement, I was so glad that while we were engaged, she shut down dating. Now, the final thought I had on Clemson football that we're going to get into in the final segment, just a little tiny bit here, is that I think after watching it on Friday and watching very limited reps, and I'm going to get back out there and get on Wednesday and hopefully watch more, I think this is a huge year for Vecina, the backup quarterback. No, he's not going to start games barring injury. He's not going to come in and win any games barring injury. But here's why this is a huge year for Christopher Vecina. A guy that really so far has not played a ton of football. Last year, 19 of 34, 190 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, 13 carries, 68 yards, and a touchdown. In his game-by-game log, he played in six games last year. 7 of 11 for 78 yards against App State, 6 of 14 for 62 yards against the Citadel. Outside of that, 4-7 against NC State for 41 yards. Didn't throw a pass against Stanford, 1-for-1 against Wake for 6 yards, 1-for-1 against Virginia for 3 yards. He had 6 carries for 31 against App State in a touchdown, 4 carries against the Citadel for 30 yards. Really, though, in a game in the battle, hadn't played an eventful, meaningful snap yet. This is a huge year for Vecina, and here's why. If Christopher Vecina steps up this year, continues to develop, shows that progress, gets some meaningful snaps, and shows the ability to move the offense, you could go into next season with him as your starting quarterback. It's not going to be Denson. I don't think it's going to be Reynolds in year one. If Vecina does not advance more this year, Clemson's going to transfer portal to quarterback. You can't, especially if you don't win at all or have a great year this year, because now you got to win next year no matter what. That Vecina, and if you won the national championship this year, you can go on Vecina next year and go, yeah, a little rebuild, Reynolds will be ready later on, whatever. But you can't go into a year, like if you went 9-3 this year or something like that, Vecina better be the guy, or you better go in the portal. And it'll be a bunch of portal guys out there, and it might be a one-year deal because Reynolds might be ready in 27. But I don't think you go into it with a true freshman at quarterback. So if Vecina has to show he's ready, or at least ready to take, you know, some more steps, or if not, you got to go portal at quarterback, and you got to go get a fifth-year senior guy to bridge you to Reynolds. I get you guys' thoughts on that. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, the great folks take care of you. Prime Lending does an incredible job. PrimeLendingSC.com. Let them take care of you. We love our great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Our mortgages are great with them. We love them. Short break. Final segment right after this.
Only minutes from the interstate at Exit 1, inviting golfers from Oconee, Anderson, Pickens, and Greenville counties, as well as nearby Atlanta, Chickasaw Point and Overlook Restaurant await you. Chickasaw Point Golf is a hills course, and Overlook Restaurant is a beautiful event venue. Available to host meetings, weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays, a natural, beautiful trip through nature the way golf was meant to be. Discover what others have, the great golfing you'll find at Chickasaw Point.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website, davisservicesinc.com today.
It's bow time.
Introducing Bojangles' new breakfast burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time.
It's bow time.
Ready to hit the trail? Start with protection that's as tough as the terrain. Rhino Linings of Greenville, now at Odyssey Vehicle Outfitters in Simpsonville.
Spray-on bed liners, rock solid durability. And while you're here, gear up with lift kits, wheels, lighting, racks, and more.
From overland rigs to weekend warriors, Odyssey has the gear and the know-how to outfit your ride right.
Rhino tough, trail ready, all under one roof.
Visit OdysseyVehicleOutfitters.com
and get Rhino tough today.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Are you ready to turn your passion for sports into a career? The Roar FM is hosting an employment open house, and we're looking for talented individuals like you. If you're interested in a career in sports radio broadcasting, sales, or support, we want to meet you. Join us this Wednesday, August 6th, between 10 a.m. and noon at our location at 125 Whitmire Road in Easley. Don't miss this opportunity to meet the team at The Roar. For more information, please visit theroarfm.com. That's theroarfm.com.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Upcountry Fiber, for a stronger connection. We love Upcountry Fiber. I told you I had to get. They're not my neighborhood. I didn't tell you this, Will. You missed us last week. Upcountry Fiber is not my neighborhood. They're not near your neighborhood yet. They are in Landon's neighborhood. So I need them to come to my neighborhood because last week, one of his other national companies, I had an issue with my router thing, gateway thing, whatever it is, right? I call him up. The guy said, yeah, that's the problem with our equipment. I said, okay, when do you come out? He goes, well, we're going to send somebody out there. So when is that? He goes, it's going to be, that's on Thursday. It's going to be a week from tomorrow. What, 8 days? I do without the internet for 8 days? My wife's assistant principal. It's my kid's first week of school. I can't do this. He goes, I understand. And I said, well, look, man, I'm gonna cancel you. I'm going to go to somebody else. He goes, I'd do the same thing if I were you. I can't help you, man. How about that customer service? I would advise you to leave us. That's what the guy said. Because I can't get anybody else out there, and you can't do it without the internet for a week, so I'm sorry. But you need to go ahead and drop us. So I dropped them, and they were very nice.
They were understanding, yeah.
Yeah. The next day, the new company comes out, puts it in. But watch this. It's going to be something. They did the bait and switch pricing thing with me, by the way. For the first year, I get this. They try to talk me into like one gig, and I said, nah, I don't need it. He goes, all right, well, here's the other price. All right, give me that one. And he goes, oh, what do you know? Now we got one gig for the same price for the first year. Went, all right, so I'll end up dropping these people the next year. I need Upcountry Fiber, man. I need it coming to my home for sure. Get it done, guys. Let's come out to my if it's in your neighborhood, get it. Get it now. The best internet speed, Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. I wish you guys could hang around with us during the breaks. Because during the breaks, we're having this discussion of the most fascinating Americans in our history of our country. And one of those would be Theodore Roosevelt. And I told this, and you're not familiar with this fact. I told you, Teddy Roosevelt's mom and wife died on the same day. I'm pretty sure they were in the same house, and they both died the same day. Like, can you imagine that?
That was my vote. I had no idea that happened, but it makes so much sense that, I mean, that was the catalyst for him going to join the Rough Riders.
Yes, yeah. The wife was a new mom. She had kidney failure. His mom had typhoid fever. They died the same day. Like, how does that go? Like, how do you handle that? Anyway, fascinating stuff. All right, let me get back on the Vecina thing. Going from Teddy Roosevelt to Christopher Vecina. I'll start with you, Landon. You see my point? Like, there's pressure on Christopher Vecina this year. He's got to show it. You can't go into a season next year if he does not improve and show improvements. And, like, you got to do something. Let's say he kind of continues like where he is right now, getting a little bit better, whatever. But you going to next year without going to the portal, or are you going to the portal? You see the point?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, and I've been kind of saying it about Vezina. But also to your point, I feel like you have seen some pretty big strides. I mean, I remember his freshman year in that spring game. Now, it was the spring game, but his first two passes were both interceptions.
Right.
So I think he's gotten a little bit more calmed down. He seemed to kind of be a little bit better in the system. And
he looked good in the spring game compared to last spring game, though.
Exactly.
He made major steps.
I agree. From what I've heard. I didn't get to go, but I heard that he did look really good in this past spring game.
Right.
So I think he is making those strides, and he is kind of feeling that same sort of feeling that you're talking about. Like, hey, yeah, it's still Cade's year this year, and I might get my chance every now and then. But if after this, I'm a junior, I got two more years. If I don't step it up, I could be kicked out. Like, I could lose my job again.
So Will Clinton, you think that Dabo, he's using the transfer portal now. You think Dabo at a very key position? See, he told Klubnik, I'm not going to pull it. I believe in you. But Klubnik had some signs as starting quarterback that you could believe in him. I think Vecina needs to do the same thing, because I do think that's out there that Dabo Swinney would not sit back and go into next year with a very improving quarterback that hadn't shown some signs of improvement. So that's why, I mean, I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility that Dabo goes out and gets one of these transfer portal guys.
Not at all. And I think we'll know. Let's be honest. We know what Dabo's going to do during this season. If anyone asks about the 2026 starting quarterback status, we know what he's going to say. It's going to be sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah.
But I feel like as soon as the transfer portal opens, we're going to have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen.
Okay.
If we see Vezina hit that transfer portal, we know exactly what that means.
Okay. I think I've got something else for you. And this was pointed out to me by this guy might not want us to make this point and put his name behind it. But I'm out at practice the other day with a very experienced member of the media. All right? And he makes the point that the whole staff that's around now, that may all the self-scouting stuff that's going on, all the evaluation stuff that's going on, that maybe now these guys have a little different role now, and now there's more voices at the table. The pro guy they brought in. I'm going crazy now. What's the guy's name? Anyway, Kevin Kelly. Director of Player Evaluation and Acquisition. Like, that's a title. Director of Player Evaluation and Acquisition. Well, what that means to me is we're going to go out and evaluate our current guys, and if we don't like what we got here, I got to go, man. I got to go, and I got to get in the portal somehow, somewhere, at quarterback. And the other part of it is, let's just look at what that market could look, and this is way, way, way early. But let me just give you some names here quickly. How about a, and I don't know what year some of these guys are, but like, I mean, Chandler Morris last year threw for 3,700 yards and 31 touchdowns. He's a starting quarterback at Virginia. That's what I'm talking about, something like that. You know him, you got, you know, a little, you know, some history with him. Mateer is the biggest reason Oklahoma fans think that Venable's going to make it now. Guy that went out and did it at Washington State. So let's say a guy, let me give you one here. Let's say a guy like the kid at, what was Iowa State's deal there? He was a junior last year, so maybe you have a fifth year. But the kid at Iowa State last year threw for 3,500 yards. Let's say he does it again. You going to hit, you going, and he goes in the portal. You want him or you want Vecina? Let me give it. You know, the Rourke kid at Indiana, great example of it. Guy has that kind of year. Or, I'm just looking at total yards now. Who threw for 3,500 yards or more? The guy at Memphis, Seth Hennigan last year. Hennigan was a freshman last year. All right? Threw for 3,500 yards. Oh, no, he's with Jacksonville Jaguars. He's gone now. A rookie with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That was in his senior year. But a guy like that, guy at Memphis, throws 3,500 yards, goes to portal. You want that or you want Vecina? It's going to be an interesting, it's going to be a fascinating fall, I think, as far as that goes. Because the story at Clemson quarterback right now, according to 99.99% of people, is Cade Klubnik and his Heisman candidacy. My thing is, man, I'm watching Vecina because I want to know what's going to happen in 26.
And hopefully we're not going to see a lot of Vecina.
Right.
Because that means there's an injury.
Or you're just blowing people's doors off.
Very true.
And you get to see
him. But also hard snap. To evaluate.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Very good point. My great friend Brad Hughes at Allstate. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I know I have better coverage. I know I have better rates because I have Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minutes, Joel. What do you have for me?
We talked about Teddy Roosevelt today. Yeah. Another politician making his way into the local sports network is Derek Dooley, who has now announced that he is running for Senate in the state of Georgia.
Really?
Not in the state of Tennessee, probably because of lack of confidence in him from Tennessee residents, but in the state where his father won a national championship.
And for the longest time there, they thought that it would be his mom that was going to run. Or did she run? Barbara. Didn't Barbara run? I got to look this up. I'll find it out when I get my 2 minute drill. What do you have for me, Landman?
For me, I'll just keep it simple. Tell somebody you love them today. Spread more love and kindness around.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm feeling good today. Let's just, you know, let's just tell somebody you love them. It could be a family member. It could be a random person going down the street. Just could it, spread love today.
Let me ask you this. Could it be your intern and your producer?
I mean, yeah, you know, I'll think about it.
All right. Love you guys. Barbara Dooley, did she actually run? Vince wanted to run. Did Barbara run? Can we look that up? Somebody, Georgia people get in touch with me.
She ran for Congress in 2002.
Didn't win?
I do not believe so.
Oh, man. Oh, how about that? Eric Newton, for all real estate needs, get in touch with him. EricNewton.com does an incredible job when it comes to real estate in Clemson, South Carolina. If you want to get some remodeling done for your business, remodeling done for your home, want to build a home for you, let them take care of it. It's Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. Now she ran in 2002, you said, and in the Republican primary and did not win the primary through all that. So maybe Derek Dooley. They wanted Vince to run forever. You know what Vince Dooley would say? You know, my opponents are very, very good at what they do. He would talk himself out of the job. Like, there's no way I'm going to win this because their punter is one of the best punters in the country. Boy, Vince Dooley, have you convinced on a Monday at a press conference, there's no way he can win anything. That doesn't work in politics nowadays. Also part of my two-minute drill, we have a new heavyweight champion, world heavyweight champion in the WWE. That's back. Cody Rhodes is back. Let me thank Dr. Steve Martin and our good friends at Arthrex. I always enjoy his company for sure. Landon, great job. Be with me tomorrow. Awesome. Will, great job. Be with me tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Milt Lauder will be here. Tony Morell will be here. Should be a good show for sure. Up next, Faxon is back, I do believe. Oh, no, Sam. Sam is here. So Sam will be here with us with John. Have a great Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we will see you right here on the radio.